Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know, the great, the powerful, the strong, the fire-breathing dragon, Master John!
I'm a dragon, yay! I'm so happy people know. I've been wanting to be a dragon all my little life, and now I am.
So,
hey, everybody.
Yeah, right?
What's up?
Just so the audience knows, we really do not pre-plan our intro. It's kind of like just whatever flies off my tongue.
I just wait to see what you say and roll with it. Like,
you do.
What the fucked up shit is she going to say today? And then I would pretend like it's okay.
Exactly. It's like it, John. Like your intro.
I do like it. I am a dragon and I am strong. Thank you. And I'm a slutty whore. It's
See,
all true.
You're not in denial, so it's
no,
all good.
Usually I try to deny it, but there's no point.
There's no point. So tonight, John, we're reading in Men's Health.
Ooh, Men's Health.
Are you a healthy male, John?
I try to be a virile, strong dragon as often as I can.
So tonight we're talking 9 men share the sexual fantasies they've always wanted to try.
You can only come up with 9 men that had sexual fantasies?
I know.
Are women the only one with fantasies?
They weren't digging really hard, were they?
I don't know. I dig pretty hard.
Well, you know, Dick from the other night, Dick Fitzwell, I said he digs pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dick digs dick. Deep.
They're probably both right. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't dig deep. I dig deep. I get in there.
So sexual fantasies, we all have them. Maybe you dream of a threesome. Maybe it's something more out of the box.
Yeah.
Either way, it's healthy. We get all of that. So here are 9 guys. Get real about the sexy thoughts that have turned them on. Yeah, maybe. Well, you'll find. Let's
see.
It says
not all fantasies are meant to turn into reality. Think public sex. Well, that's bullshit. I've had sex in public.
I know. It's crazy.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why not?
What? I guess it depends on what kind of public you're talking about. You wouldn't do it at a park in front of kids, but, you know, at a party, at your bestie's house, do it.
You just start with the first one.
All right.
Just start with the first one. No, go for it.
Okay. American Revolution role play. LARPing.
No, it is not LARPing, John.
It's not LARPing.
No, it's not.
Hi there. 35 going on 36-year-old here. Small business owner and author. Pretty regular guy. Oh, hey, regular guy. But something I always wanted to try out was a partner in American Revolution era role play. Yes, 'tis true wigs, dandy makeup, breeches, and the whole 9 yards. I'm absolutely fascinated with the 18th century and wonder how the fantasy would pan out. Well, Joseph, the first thing I can think of was women probably didn't shave back then because they didn't have disposable razors. So it's going to be...
True.
If you want to get real authentic...
And lice...
I don't want to ruin your fantasy.
No. Lice and crabs were very prevalent. You know, lice was always in their wigs. Mm. Yeah, and I can imagine them not bathing on a regular basis.
But on a brighter note, the fantasy part.
Sexy time and dirty dicks. Go ahead.
What do you think it is about the 18th century that's got him all excited? Is it the men dressing with wigs and robes? I don't know. He doesn't explain.
Well, Joseph didn't say if he was straight or gay, but I'm betting he is the latter. Because
dandy makeup.
I don't think no straight male would be like, yeah, dandy makeup, breeches, the whole 9 yards with wigs too. Yeah.
I guess he was thinking about tea and crumpets. I don't
know. Joseph's cruising for some cock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Joseph, we tried to be on board with your
fantasy. Okay.
Oh, this one's a good one. This is pretty common.
This is very common, and that's why I'll read it, because I love doing this.
I love it when women do it.
Well, this isn't women, though.
Oh. Well, I like it when women do
it. You do, there you go. So this guy, he likes to wear women's lingerie. He says, I'm not sure why, but there's something really sexy about seeing your girlfriend in a leopard thong or red corset. And I've wondered what it would like to be, you know, reverse, role reversal, and try one on. I'd be into trying a thong on and see what it's like. And I might hate it, but there's some urge. Richard, he writes this lovely little, you know, fantasy, but I'm going to say for most fantasies, you know, there's going to be some, you know, things that aren't going to go right. And the fact that he wants to wear a thong, it's really not going to hold in his dick. So when most men try on women's panties, their dick falls out. Their balls.
Yeah, tuck that bitch in. Take it like a man and tuck it in and put on that, yeah.
Pretty much.
Wear a Speedo.
Oh, well, the Speedo's not sexy lacy, though.
No,
that's what
they
want.
No, but it's a thong for a man.
Yeah.
It's a man thong.
It's true. It's true.
It's a banana hammock.
They don't want men's men's
he wants the sexy, lacy panties and bra and the teddy and the silky robe.
Yes.
Richard, you do it.
You know, I was shopping the other day and I was just having to look at thigh highs and I saw some on sale and I said, oh, my sissy always needs some thigh highs. So, you know, I bought some, you know, stockings. I wasn't thinking of myself. I just thought, oh, some sissies, you know, are going to wear the stockings. So
you were thinking of yourself. You would enjoy
absolutely
giving them to them and making them wear them.
Absolutely.
It was for you. It was 100% for you.
Because I dress them up and then I say, you sissy slut, look at you. Bet you want some cock now, don't you? They're like, yes, mistress.
They just want to be sluts like all the other bad girls.
They do. They do.
Okay. Making sex literally dessert. Oh, we're back to strawberries again.
We are.
I love dessert. I love to eat a girl for dessert. The whole edible...
John is diabetic, by the way.
Sweetness from a girl's cooch does not count. I can eat that all day. I'm not diabetic. Why would you say that? What is wrong with you? Of all the things you can make up, saying I'm diabetic.
I know, it's just funny.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God.
Funny.
You just don't want me to lick whipped cream off girls' tits.
I have no problem with that.
I'm doing it. I'm going to do it every chance I get.
I bet you are. Ladies, look
out.
Got
a birthday party coming up. There's a birthday cake on that bitch.
Okay.
Get it right out of her pussy. Okay.
You know, that's what you should give her as a gift.
Oh, I'm already giving her me as a gift.
Oh, I bet. But you can bring, you know, the whipped cream, the cherries. All that. She'd get excited.
Things, but yeah, that's a good idea. She will get excited.
And then her husband can watch. It'll be fun.
He likes it. He likes it when I blow fire on her. She comes and then, she wants more. Everybody likes it when I show up for a party.
Yes, they do.
Not because I'm diabetic.
Read Michael's entry, please.
Okay.
Yes, read it.
God, so grouchy tonight.
He's you're a brat. Shut up, poor. Read it.
Fine. The whole edible sex idea is a big fantasy for me. Now, who is this? Michael?
Hey, yes.
Good job, Michael. I want to use chocolate syrup and whipped cream and lick each other all over and just tease with the whip and maybe some cherries and topping. It'd be like a body sundae. That seems hot and delicious.
Does seem
hot and delicious.
It does. That's fun.
It is fun. It's sticky and messy. I've done it.
Yeah. Lay on the plastic.
Fun. Well, you know, here's the thing. You have to keep licking them until they're clean. If they're still sticky, you still have to keep licking their titties and they're, yeah.
I can see you licking the bed sheets after.
I don't lick the bed sheets. I lick her. If she made a mess, she gets to clean that shit up. Bed sheets are not my thing. Naked girls are.
All right, you say so.
I can't lick it off the bed sheets. I'm diabetic, remember? Fucker.
I feel the love. Okay.
Do you?
Yes.
Say some more stupid shit.
The next thing. Here we go. Having a threesome with her best friend. This is probably frowned upon.
Yeah.
But honestly, I find my girlfriend's best friend smoking hot, and I'd really want her to join us one day. It would be unreal. Of course, it's a fantasy and won't happen unless she mentions it, but yeah, Dave.
Okay.
Dave, you dumb.
Dave, that's a great fantasy, and I'm glad that you think your wife's friend is smoking hot. Don't ever fucking tell her that.
Never.
Don't tell your girlfriend that your best friend looks better than she does. Otherwise, you won't have a girlfriend anymore. Threesome? Yes, go for it. Talk to your girlfriend. Say, I want to have a threesome. Don't do it with the best friend.
No.
That's just inviting problems.
Yes. You're supposed to say things like, you know, I know your friend isn't as pretty as you, but, you know, if she's lonely one night and, you know, you want to show her some love, I'm more than happy to help out.
That's just asking for drama.
It is. Either way.
Unless... Find somebody at the bar that you don't know and try the shit out of her together.
There you go.
All right.
Go ahead, John.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Look at
My voice got real high.
Look at you. You're going to be...
I didn't do this, but I did something similar.
Yes, you did.
Watching her get off to my penis mold. Mm. I've always wanted to make a mold of my penis so the girl I'm with can have it as a dildo to play with. But even more than that, I want to see her use it in front of me and get off. And I want her to let me know when she's using it at home when I'm not there too, because that would feel so good.
Hmm. Sean is a dirty little slut.
Sean wants her to play with herself, but only if she's playing with him. Mm-hmm. With herself.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I didn't
He's
make
breathing.
A mold of my penis. I thought of it.
Yes.
I wanted to do it, but I did get a bunch of dildos at the last party the size of my penis and handed them out.
I bet you did.
There were a lot of happy ladies.
You also slapped your dick on some canvas paint.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on my living room wall. My favorite dick pic ever. That happened at the party too.
Yes, it did. So, the next one is sex with her in high heels and pearls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, your girl should always do that at some point anyway.
Wear heels and pearls?
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Be sexy.
Have let the pearls drop between the breasts.
Yes.
Yeah. And high heels are always great, especially when they bend down like... They kneel, not kneel, but they crouch.
Crouch, absolutely.
In heels.
Yeah.
And suck your cock.
Yeah.
With pearls. And wrap those pearls around your dick while she's sucking it. You know what? Rob, you're a good guy. That's my fantasy. What's Rob's?
He says, I don't know why, but the idea of watching a girl under me with her legs wrapped around in high heels and wearing pearls and then completely naked beyond that... and just seems incredibly sexy, but it is more of a refined sexy, like from older times in a way, and she'd look beautiful.
Classy sexy.
Classy sexy. I dig that.
All right, Rob. Mm. Trying to be classy.
Rob's a classy guy.
Why are these guys' fantasies so...
generic?
Yeah.
Minus the, you know, cross-dressing guy?
Yeah, it seems like they're afraid to tell their real fantasy. They're given... They're probably, safe fantasies.
Yeah, that or they're like 10% of the actual fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Rob probably wants to have sex with his mother-in-law, who actually wears heels and... Seriously.
Maybe.
Probably.
Hey,
yeah.
Rob, write us and let us know.
So?
Oh, sex in the office. Everywhere. There's this coworker at my office who I'm really attracted to. And I've always had a fantasy to have sex at work where it's sneaky and we could get caught, like the desk or the bathroom or stairwell. But this particular girl, I picture her starting in the office on the desk and then against the wall with the glass door so people could see us. But it'd be late at night, so likely no one there. And then we go to the bathroom and finish there. Well, Greg, you got the hots for somebody in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, and it still sounds kind of boring because it's like, it's
yeah,
a building.
If you want to fuck somebody against a glass window for people to see, don't do it late at night. Do it for people to see. If you
Hell
want,
yeah.
You know, if she's worth it, get fucking fired.
No kidding.
Fuck the shit out of her.
Damn. Okay.
Greg, good job.
Okay. Sex in a cabana. I'd love to go on vacation one day with a girlfriend and rent a cabana and have sex like all day in the sun with people around. We'd close it so it's private, but the idea that we are having sex in public with all those people around would be super hot. Alex, what do you think?
I mean, it would be cool.
Yeah.
Especially if the wind blew and blew the wall down.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That'd be nice.
That would be fun.
I just think of the sun and the heat. So it'd have to be a nice time of year.
Yeah, getting sunburned.
Yeah.
You're gonna fuck all day.
Yeah.
Bring some water.
Yeah.
Some snacks.
Yeah, maybe a little mini fridge.
Or a cooler. Why are we shitting on everybody's fantasies?
We're not shitting.
Right from the beginning.
We're improving.
You know, 18th century, they probably didn't shave, so you gotta think about that.
Lice and crabs.
We have been tearing up these fantasies. Like, what are the real fantasies? Okay.
Well, maybe because we've already
this
had
is a
our
BDSM
fantasies.
Show. And we're trying to turn all these into BDSM.
We've all done, you know, our own fantasies and things we've wanted to try, right?
Yeah. Okay. These are talking about. They should make these realities. Like, these are realities. These are our everyday life. We do all of these.
Right. The next one you'll love, too.
Oh, I love this. We've been talking about it.
We do it all the fucking time.
Going to a sex party. Yes. Oh, and look who wrote it. John.
I love it.
I've always wanted to go to a major sex party where everyone fools around with each other. I'd probably go with a girl I'm seeing, but we'd also get with other people there, together or separate. If separate, we could still see each other and know that the other was getting turned on too. I wouldn't be jealous and she'd have to be okay too, but if so, then it'd be really sexy and an awesome fantasy. Well, John, that sounds like a swinger party. You should go find some of those, because that happens 2 or 3 times a week around here. At least every weekend. I don't go to all of them, but they're happening.
We do go to a lot of them, don't we?
Yeah. Some names have been changed. It says John's name wasn't really John. I'm disappointed in that one.
We can
if
still,
your name is John,
still believe that.
Just go with it. Nobody, there's so many Johns, nobody knows which John you are. Hell. My name might not be John. I might just be using that on the show.
So, John, is there... That's true. Let's just call you Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Have you ever had any... Have you ever had any fantasies you haven't acted out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that sometimes, and then I have a bestie who reminds me, oh, yeah, that orgy you had downstairs a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like, you did.
Oh, shit. I did have an orgy.
Yeah.
Didn't, like I said, like, these things happen to us all the time, and I don't even realize, oh, I can check that one off the box, because it did happen.
But, so yeah, true.
A threesome with 2 girls is still something that I want to do. That's not a fantasy, though.
You're almost there.
That's a... I mean, it's happening.
Yeah.
That's just a bucket list. That's not really, I mean, it's a fantasy, but it's happening, so. I don't know. A lot of my fantasies revolve around things in the dungeon. So it's not these things that they talk about, but doing some more things in the dungeon that I haven't got a chance to do yet. Some of my kinks that I want to explore. Some more fire play. Some more electrical play. I want to do a lot of bondage. I haven't had a chance to do a lot of bondage yet. But my big one would be like threesomes, more threesomes. Swinging. Swinging is not a fantasy. I've done it. But that's most of my, when I think about what I want to do, those are the things. And what about you? You've done a ton of stuff. Do you have anything you haven't tried yet?
You know, there really isn't anything I haven't tried. And I'm not purposely boasting about that, but you know, I've owned slaves, I've done, you know, anything and everything in BDSM. You know, gangbangs.
Yeah, gangbang, reverse gangbang, that's definitely on my list.
You know, that's
you know,
incredible.
5 or 6 ladies, come on. I got
right?
you. Right? I got you.
You're the Energizer Bunny.
My birthday's coming up, y'all.
I know.
We should get a sign-up sheet.
Well, we already have something planned.
We do.
We do.
But we still need to get a sign-up sheet for John to get his birthday present.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? That'll be something at the entry when people start coming in. Now, if anyone wants to have sex with a birthday boy, just put your name here.
Like, we're going to have a gangbang. We're all going to fuck John.
Perfect. All right. Yes, we'll remember that. But yeah, you know, I just... I've never been one to, you know, want to have sex in front of other people. That's really not my bag. But, you know, when it comes to my intimate sex partners, absolutely. But, you know, there's always something, I'm sure, at some point. I know there's somebody I really want to have sex with, and he has this massive penis, but I just don't think I can take it.
Right?
I really don't. I would tap out, because it's like abnormally large, and it's just the idea of it.
Now, we do have some friends that I have fantasies about all the time.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, you know who it is.
Oh, yes, I do.
We talk about it all the time. Nurse Nancy, I need you to go back.
Nurse Nancy, God, we love you. Yeah, we love her so much.
She is sexy.
She's so sweet.
She is. She's
so sweet and lovable. You just want to, like, fuck her and cuddle her.
Right, I don't know if I want to fuck the shit out of her. I want to just cuddle her and make sure she's okay.
Yeah, I know. She's like a little sexy teddy bear.
We'll do both.
I absolutely agree.
Fuck the shit out of her and make sure she's okay.
I will go down on her first just for you, just so I'll let you know how good it is.
Right, because I'm diabetic. And I didn't know if it's too sweet or not.
It's so, yeah, it's so sweet. She tastes like pineapple juice and peaches, you know?
God, I hope so. looks like peaches.
She does. Ooh. She's amazing.
Yeah, she does.
So, anywho, on that kinky note...
Yeah, we got it kinky.
We do.
We tried with these fantasies. And they're good fantasies.
Yes.
But we had to kink them up a little bit.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Now, we will go ahead and tell people that, you know, our next party's coming up very soon.
Yes.
It's weeks away.
5 weeks.
5 weeks. You know, it's August 6th. It's Hidden Oasis. We're doing belly dancers. You're doing a huge fire show.
Working on that.
We're going to have... a badass DJ.
Yep.
We're going to have our lovely friends from Gainesville. They're doing suspension bondage. You know, we're going to have a ton of people. It's going to be an absolute blast.
It's going to be so much fun.
So much fun.
And we've got some new friends already that have come. We've met. We've invited to the parties. We've got some new people coming.
Yes.
I've got volunteers to do fire walking with me.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
Fire walking is going to be a blast. And, you know, that's only in August.
Right.
So we're going to have another one come September.
Yeah. September and then November.
Yes. Wow. We're going to have a busy fall.
We're going to be busy.
It's going to be a great time. We are going to be promoting the Rabbit Hole.
Yes.
The Rabbit Hole is coming as a comeback hard with this next big party in September.
I like to come hard, too.
You do. You love to come hard. Yeah. So I've heard.
That's my favorite way to come.
I've heard, give it to me, John. Give it to me.
Fuck me harder. Okay, I'm trying. I'm fucking pretty hard. Your head is hitting the wall. You're falling out of the hot tub. Like, what else do you want from me?
So with the Rabbit Hole, we're going to have themed rooms.
Yes.
We are. We're going to have something very special we haven't announced yet. For this next event, so it's going to be fucking fabulous.
Absolutely.
Okay. John?
You know, we've heard some fantasies, we've got some fantasies, we know you have some fantasies. So until next time, make all of your fantasies become realities.